Mercifully, another challenging week for global investment markets has come to an end. Over the course of the early part of the session, the ASX 200 was down by the better part of 30 points, but it recovered to finish higher, albeit only by 1 point. But more importantly, over the course of the last 5 days, the ASX 200 has fallen by 1.9%, marking the worst weekly performance in about 7 months. So sellers very much in control of the Australian share market, and you could see that in the performance of the various sectors over this week, with healthcare the only group to finish higher with a very small improvement. Materials were the next best improved, followed by telecoms and consumer discretionary stocks. Energy was the worst declining group. Consumer staples were weighed down by the performance of Wesfarmers in the aftermath of their investor day, which struck a raw chord with investors, and utilities were down there as far as the worst performing sectors were concerned. As far as the best improved stocks for the week, Vocus topped that group up by 33%, having received a takeover bid from KKR. Gold mining stocks did quite well also, with the yellow metal hitting its best levels since November of last year. On the downside, we had Blackmores amongst the worst performing stocks, falling by about 10%. Of course, the main talking point for the market, not only locally but globally, has been the UK election. Exactly a day ago, the markets were convinced that the Theresa May-led Tories would deliver a substantial majority and be able to govern in their own right. That was precisely the reason why Ms. May called the election early and in a surprising manner. We saw the British pound rally. But now there are question marks over Ms. May's future. There are equally question marks over who's going to be able to form a minority government. And this puts the UK in a weakened political position as they enter the discussions with the European Union, which start on the 19th of June, that will all turn around the UK's exit from the European Union. So uncertain times politically, which will translate to some volatility in the markets. That has seen the British pound fall away aggressively today. The Aussie dollar has actually improved a little bit. It's trading at 75.3 US cents.